she just hit the wall. She never had it all. Up at the breaking day, husband's out baling hay. Her dreams went out the door. She fell in love with Ford. Now she's on the ranch. What happened to her plans? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. She was gonna see the world and drive the hottest cars. Those boys in Tennessee are now the enemy. Looks at her average life and nothing has been alright since Waylon and Willie. Way before Joan Diffie, there was Conway and Dolly. Music still on CMT. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool. She's still preoccupied with 1985. The classics, she knows all the lines. Urban cowboy bud, long after staying alive. She loved Loretta Lynn, not an Aldine fan. And Kenny Rogers was her favorite gambling man. Wears the denim jacket with all the tassels. And why does Ed Sheeran look just like Eddie Haskell? When did country become Nash pop? Whatever happened to dance halls, porch swings, and on the radio was Waylon and Willie. Way before Joe Diffie, there was Conway and Dolly. Music still on CMT. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, but she's still preoccupied with 1985.
She hates time. Make it stop. Why did Nashville country have to merge with rap rock? And when did George Strait become an actor? Please make this stop.
Let's bring back Waylon and Willie. Way before Joe Diffie, there was Conway and Dolly. Music still on CMT. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, but she's still preoccupied. Tell you what's on her mind is Waylon and Willie. Way before Joe Diffie, there was Conway and Dolly. Music still on CMT. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, and she's still preoccupied with 1985. Well, Jerry, you said there wasn't a country version. How about that?
Well, Chuck, you done gone and did it. Good job, man.